Stopping point 8.
Now, before leaving for Santiago, let's make a list. First, find out how to get there. A pilgrim who has already been, or a clergyman, will give you advice about directions. What's the best way to get from your house onto the road to Spain or Italy? Which stopovers to schedule? Which hazards lie ahead? Secondly, a good helping of faith. You're going to be walking in the footsteps of God. Because if one goes to Santiago to give thanks, one also goes to receive, to do penance, to be forgiven. Basically, you have to believe. Thirdly, permission. In the Middle Ages, if you were a woman, you would not have been able to go without the consent of your husband. A vassal could not go without the consent of his suzerain, nor an apprentice without the consent of his master. And if you were a monk, your entire monastic community went with you. Well, at least, symbolically. Fourth, courage. Lots of courage. Pilgrims don't normally get attacked. There are harsh penalties for anyone doing so. Put your mind at ease. You will be easily recognized, as you will be wearing a wide-brimmed hat. You will be carrying a staff, the pilgrim's or palmer's staff, and a shoulder bag adorned with a clamshell. But beware, the road is dangerous. It might as well be said, you are risking your life. But there are compensations. Pilgrims used to be exempt from tolls, and the loved ones and property that they left behind were protected by the church. That's definitely one less thing to worry about. And after your pilgrimage is complete, you will be given a certificate. From then on, you will be a new man, with a brand new soul. A soul which will have seen many places, discovered new horizons, and dreamt of other roads. The art historian Emil Mal wrote on this subject.
What is a Christian, if not an eternal traveller who feels at home nowhere, a passerby walking towards heavenly Jerusalem?
Step by step, something mysterious occurs. The daily exertion makes the road become part of you. Your sense is alert, you watch it closely. What is it going to bring you today? A song? A dream? An encounter? A view? An injury? A tight spot? It may be quite simple, and like all that is simple, so complicated.
Inner transformation remains the mystic ideal of the pilgrim.
Changed and sated by hours of walking in all kinds of weather, in order to move closer to Santiago, one becomes this other self. So for some, pilgrimage will always be an act of faith. For others, it is about finding yourself. Or it can be both.